Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Puccinelli. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The center fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Peet. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sugar Cain. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler takes first base on ball four. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peet scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wurstler moves to second. Two outs. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields the ball and throws to Cain covering. Safe. Wurstler moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peet scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane takes first base on ball four. Sewell moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Worstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Worstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Worstler moves to second. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cane fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Worstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cane can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pete. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Pete steals second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wurstler hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Finney moves to second. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puccinelli hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Walker moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puccinelli who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Bonura goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Emil Malho pinch hits for Frankie Hayes. Emil Malho is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malho takes first base on ball 4. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wurstler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry now catching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Haas trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Berry who tags Haas, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Puccinelli moves to second. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Skeeter Newsom. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete misplays the ball. That's an error on Pete. Puccinelli moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Peters now playing shortstop. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pete strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cain bunts towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-4 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dykes scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 4-0, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Nemec pinch hits for Buck Ross. Al Nemec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nemec hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wurstler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.